Occupy Brussels. Hungary's Orbán calls for protest in EU capital against war and globalist agenda. By Kurt Zindelka on March 16, 2024. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has vowed to occupy Brussels in the lead-up to the European Parliament elections to protest against EU encroachment on national sovereignty and the push towards war with Russia. Marking the anniversary of the 1848 Hungarian Revolution in the garden of the National Museum in Budapest on Friday, Prime Minister Orbán addressed thousands of supporters, calling for them to join him in protesting the globalist agenda in Brussels. The conservative leader cast the impending European Parliament elections in June as a choice between war or peace, arguing that Hungary can only prosper with peace and therefore declared, "We have no other choice, we have to occupy Brussels. We will march to Brussels and bring change to the European Union ourselves." Orbán said that people in the Western world have become numb to the realities of war as they think and live as if they came from nothing and go to nothing, therefore they have no regard and, according to their conviction, there is no need to pay attention to anything and anyone. They start wars, destroy worlds, redraw country borders and graze everything like locusts. They disregard the dead and deprive the unborn of their rights, the prime minister said. In contrast, Orbán said that the people of Hungary understand war. Hundreds of thousands of dead, war invalids, widows, orphans, destroyed bridges, bomb funnels, tens of thousands of people made to run on the ground. A murderer in the life of a generation went to the last war. We will not tolerate them ruining the farmers, destroying the middle class, bringing European companies to the ground, taking away the rights of nations, making our children debt slaves, and bringing the whole of Europe to war, he added. The Hungarian leader went on to argue that his country had been deceived by the European Union, saying that rather than peace and prosperity, Brussels has only brought war and financial blackmail. Referencing the EU holding up joint funds from Budapest over the conservative nation passing legislation restricting LGBT ideology in education and children's television programming, a refusal to open its borders to mass migration, and restrictions on abortion. They want to force us into a war, they want to force migrants down our necks, and they want to re-educate our children, but we will not go to war. We will not let migrants in, and we will not give our children away either. In the Western world, people imagine that a person is only himself, that it depends solely on his free choice which state he will be a citizen of. He decides whether he will be a boy or a girl. The family is what he invents for himself, and home is only an operational area, Orbán added. However, the prime minister said that Brussels was not the first empire which sought to control Hungary but that all other attempts ultimately failed, saying, "The crescent moon is gone. The claw of the double-headed eagle is worn out and the red star is also gone." Another point of optimism in his address was a growing demand among European and American citizens calling for a return to national sovereignty so that normal life can be restored and that a new era of Western greatness can emerge in which nations can once again determine their own destinies. This movement has seen populist gains in Italy, the Netherlands, Portugal, and Sweden over the past 2 years. And populist parties are projected to be big winners in the upcoming EU Parliament elections. Orbán has also spoken hopefully about the potential for former President Donald Trump to return to power in Washington, arguing that the presumptive Republican nominee is the only man in the West with the strength to bring about peace and negotiate the end of the war in Ukraine. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.